group of retired pensioners. We call ourselves Post Office Pensioners United, and we were formed basically 2 years ago to try and overturn and right the wrongs of the pension accord that was introduced with agreement between the company and the union in 2013, which limits our pension increases to just 2%. And that's the max. If inflation is running lower, we won't get 2%. Whereas historically, our pensions went up by the same amount that the increases the staff got. And tomorrow we've decided, because we believe that the group of unions are not taking pensioners into consideration, we've organised a mass demonstration, peaceful, outside of the CWU headquarters in Dublin from 1:30. And we're hoping that many of our pensioners right throughout the country will come up and support us, because this is not just about today, it's about the future of the pensions in Post going forward.
And Paul, it seems quite simple that those price increases that we're all facing, when you compare that to the increase that your pension could be getting, it's just not going to match up. And like you're saying, it's affecting people now, but it's going to affect people down the line. And it's affecting people right across the country. I presume a significant number from the Northwest will be heading to this protest, because it's got quite huge ramifications.
That's the plan, that we have people coming from all over the country to make their voices heard on this very important issue, because we're not looking for anything more than we believe we're entitled to. As former civil servants, we have guarantees from Section 46 of the Post and Telecommunications Act that guarantees us our pensions, and this is not happening. Now, we should be getting our increases in line with staff pay increases, and that's what's happening at the moment.